Unit 12. Approaching Literature. Exercise 3. Listen and read the extract from The Daydreamer by Ian McEwan. One morning, the children in Peter's class were set a maths test. They had to add up some very large numbers, and they had 20 minutes to do it. Almost as soon as he had started on the first sum, which involved adding 3,500,295 to another number almost as large, Peter found himself thinking about the largest number in the world. He had read the week before about a number with the wonderful name of Google. A Google was 10 multiplied by 10 100 times. 10 with 100 noughts on the end. And there was an even better word, a real beauty, a Googleplex. A Googleplex was 10 multiplied by 10 a Google number of times. What a number! Peter let his mind wander off into the fantastic size of it. The noughts trailed into space like bubbles. His father had told him that astronomers had worked out that the total number of atoms in all the millions of stars they could see through their giant telescopes was 10 with 98 noughts on the end. All the atoms in the world did not even add up to one single Google. And a Google was the tiniest little scrap of a thing compared to a Googleplex. If you asked someone for a Google of chocolate-covered toffees, there couldn't be nearly enough atoms in the universe to make them. Peter propped his head on his hand and sighed. At that very moment, the teacher clapped her hands. 20 minutes were up. All Peter had done was write out the first number of the first sum. Everyone else had finished. The teacher had been watching Peter, staring at his page, writing nothing and sighing. Not long after that, he was put in with a group of children who had great difficulty adding up even small numbers like 4 and 6. Soon Peter became bored and found it even harder to pay attention. The teachers began to think he was too bad at maths even for this special group. What were they to do with him?